Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Yes, it is Tuesday the 13th of October. You know what? It looks like it's a, well, it sounds like and looks like it's a wet one today. So, yep, umbrellas, definitely the order of the day today, folks. In the news today, and we had the New Zealand Thoroughbred Cup, Thoroughbred Awards at the weekend. Now we've got an update from the America's Cup. Squash is also happening over in Egypt, where we have two Kiwi contenders going well. In the cycling, it is the rest day at the Giro d'Italia, but over in the NBA, we have our champions decided. And then in the rugby, we've got rumours about South Africa, as well as a blockbuster signing for the Highlanders. Let's get straight into that horse racing. So, yes, it was the New Zealand Thoroughbred Racing Awards at the weekend. And Tiaku Racing really had a very good evening. Their star horse, Melody Bell, retained the Horse of the Year award, as well as winning the sprinter mile and middle distance categories as well. Her stablemate, Cool as a Beal, was also the unanimous choice for the two-year-old of the year. Jamie Richards won Trainer of the Year, the rider Ope Bosson from the Stain Stable also won Jockey of the Year. So, yes, very good evening for Tiaku. Congratulations to them. A very good year for them. Congratulations to them. Also, Kevin Gray received the Outstanding Contribution to Racing Award. He's the 83-year-old. Has been a trainer, owner, administrator, amongst other things. He only started training he only got into racing at 43, but has won more than 1,000 races, had Group One wins both side of the Tasman. Hat tip to Mr. Gray as well. Over in the America's Cup, and I mentioned yesterday briefly that New Zealand had capsized their boat. Now, this happened out on course E, which was the same course that the Americans capsized their boat earlier in the year. So both of them have capsized now on that course. That's the one that is in the eastern zone of the harbour off Beachland and inside Waiheke Island. So, yes, if they end up racing on that course, maybe that is going to be one of the trickier ones. We had Max Cerini Team Luna Rosa, and he said, look, no one likes to capsize, but he expects that all of the teams will capsize at some point. But obviously, hopefully nobody gets hurt when that happens. He just says, look, these boats can be very edgy under some conditions. Also, the American Challenger said that, look, having other teams around meant that you went out perhaps on higher winds when you might not do for training to test the boats out. So, yes, it's all going to be a knife-edge stuff in the America's Cup by the sounds of things. All four teams are in New Zealand, just a reminder, but Team New Zealand is the only team that's got a boat on the water at the moment. They're still in their first boat, which is their development boat, whereas the other three teams are all developing their second boats at the moment. I'm going to hand you over now to Stephen for our birthdays today, and perhaps a little bit about for the sport that just does not keep on giving for a change.
Yeah, no, definitely, Paul. Not a lot of league news around today, but I'll tack it on to the end of both our birthdays. But I'm going to start with our weather report this morning. Well, it's very grey here in Auckland, and it's very wet. We're only going to hit a high of 17 degrees. It's actually currently 16 degrees at the moment, so it's not going to get much warmer. So I would imagine moving around the city this morning is going to be very awkward with this rain around. So plan your day carefully if you haven't got on the road already. Just be safe out there, as they say. But it's not going to dampen the spirits of our three birthday recipients today. And in birthdays, we have a New Zealand rower who's competed both on the world stage and at the Olympics. We have a New Zealand first-class cricketer and black cap who was the leading wicket taker for the Super Smash back in 2017 and 2018. And finally, a former Northland captain who ended up playing for the Irish national rugby team. And that's where we start our birthdays this morning. Jared Benjamin Payne, born this day, the 13th of October 1985, is a retired rugby union centre, although he also played fullback as well. Now, he played for Ulster and Ireland, the Irish national team, beg your pardon. He was a member of the 2017 British and Irish Lions tour to New Zealand, but did not play a test match. Now, Payne was born in Tauranga and represented New Zealand at under-21s and sevens level. And as previously said, he captained the Northland provincial side, the Taniwha. He began his super career with the Chiefs in 2007 before moving to the Crusaders in 2009. He made 22 appearances for the Crusaders over two seasons before moving to the Blues in Super Rugby, and that was in 2011, where he was a standout player as a fullback. Got a lot of flair, has Jared Payne and pace. He also covered the wing position as well. Moving right along to cricket, Blair Marshall Tinkner, born this day, the 13th of October 1993, is a New Zealand cricketer who plays for Central Districts. Now, in 2017, he took a hat-trick in his first innings match for Central Districts against Wellington, and that happened during the Plunkett Shield. In the 2017-18 Super Smash, he was the leading wicket taker with 21 dismissals and 11 matches. In June 2018, he was awarded a contract with Central Districts for that 2018-2019 season. And in January 2019, he was named in New Zealand's 2020 squad for the series against India. He made his T20 debut against India on the 10th of February 2019. And finally, on this day, the 13th of October 1992, Alex Kennedy was born, and he was born down in Rangiora, and that's in the Canterbury region now. He came fourth in the 2015 World Rowing Championships and the Men's Eight, qualifying the boat for the 2016 Olympics. So that's Alex Kennedy, Blair Tinkner, and Jared Payne all having birthdays today. We want to wish them all the best. Now, not a lot of league news around this morning, but something for league fans to look out for. Just a reminder, we have got the major semi-finals coming up this weekend. I believe Melbourne Storm have received some good news ahead of their finals clash and Cameron Munster is expected to play. So that's a real big plus for the Melbourne Storm. However, they will be short of a couple of key forwards when they face the Raiders. Elsewhere, Penrith are very happy with their handy replacement that will fill suspended forward Viliami Kikau spot, but they face a headache over who will fill the bench, and Kraus South are crossing their fingers over the fitness of a potential Origin bolter. But we'll hear more about this tomorrow morning once the sides for the semi-finals are named later today. Well, that's it in birthdays, weather and league news. Have a great day, everybody, and hopefully we will be back with more league news once those sides are named later today. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you much, Stephen. And don't forget to join the Standoff Show on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. where they'll go through all of the league news and give you a league fix. Yeah, Jared Payne, a player that unfortunately his career was ended through concussion, wasn't it? Shame that it was ended early.
Good footballer. Yeah.
Very good footballer. Absolutely. Moving on then now into the squash. And it is the Egyptian Squash Open currently. And we have two people over there. So Joel King and Paul Cole are playing in that event. King placed England's Alison Walters in the second round, and she won that 6-11, 11-7, 11-4, 11-4 to go through there. And she will be facing Egyptian's world number 10, Salama Hanai, in the third round. So good luck to Joel in that one. Paul Cole also played an English person in George Parker. He won that one 11-4, 9-11, 11-7, 11-6. And in the last 16 tie, he'll be up against Youssef Ibrahim, the 49th ranked player from Egypt. So yes, both players going well in that tournament, and we wish them all the best for the remaining rounds of that. Over in the cycling and in the Giro d'Italia, it is the rest day today, folks. And so the big sort of talking point will be the COVID tests. They do test everybody on the race on rest day. So we'll keep an eye out for what news comes from that, and let's hope it is clean, especially after Britain's, I've gone blank, Simon Yates had to pull out of the race with COVID. So let's hope that no one else, 2 days ago, so let's hope no one else has COVID on the race there. Over in the NBA, and their COVID bubble has worked very well, hasn't it? Let's be honest. And we've got in the NBA Finals, the Lakers won this series against the Heat, 4-2 overall, winning the final game 106-93. And that might sound a bit close, but let's be honest, this was a dominant display here. Really, in the second quarter, where the Lakers won 36-16, took a 20-point lead. And even though the Heat pulled back 16 points in the last quarter, they were never really in it. It was all far too little, far too late. As LeBron James got himself another triple-double, 28 points, 14 rebounds and 10 assists, and also took the MVP award as well. So congratulations to the Lakers, and LeBron James, I think it's his fourth title now in there. And as Aaron says, yes, nice chirpy bird in the background. It might be raining here, but the birds and the wildlife are still happy, and we can be too. Over in the in rugby then, and there are rumours that South Africa will not be attending the Rugby Championship. It is rumoured that Razi Rasmussen will say that due to player welfare, they are not going to travel. There have been rumours around whether they would or would not attend for some time now, but they definitely got noisier yesterday. It will be obviously a real shame for everybody if they don't, and we'll have to wait and see what Sanzar would do if that happens. Also, the Highlanders announced the signing of a Japanese test star, Kazuki Himeno, the flanker who played in the Rugby World Cup for Japan last year. He's 26, 108 kgs, and will be a welcome addition to the Highlanders and boost their Lucy's stock after Dylan Hunt has left. And also remember, James Lenchies is still injured as well. So, yes, it's going to be great fun to see him in Super Rugby Aotearoa next year. And let's remember, the Highlanders have got a history with Japanese players, with Takana, who was down there for many years and became a cult hero. So let's see. Let's hope that Himeno goes well as well. Just a quick one this morning, folks. So let's hope you all have a wonderful day today. We'll be back at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing tomorrow, and this evening at 8 p.m. with the basketball show. We'll go over that finals series action with Daniel. So, look forward to joining you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.